talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed, flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition here on the Public Broadcasting Network, another edition of Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, and today's date is the first of the month of 2023. Today is the 20th. We're going into a weekend now, folks, and we've been having a bit of rain here in the Great Northwest, with some patches of clouds off and on. And then today was a beautifully sunny day. I actually drove down the freeway to take my son down to the Medford area. And it was beautiful sunny day all the way down, driving along the I-5 corridor, looking at, you know, the beautiful trees on both sides. I mean, we're just really blessed to be able to live here in the Great Northwest. And as you're driving down the road, you know, be able to see the Umpqua rivers and the water. I mean, I really feel blessed to be here in what I call part of God's country. For many of us folks, I think we go from time to time not really fully appreciating what we have. And when you listen to the words of Jeffrey Bennett's opening song, the original was Simon and Garfunkel, but this man here, this artist, who has recently in the last few years come up with this rendition of the song. Many of us, you know, growing up and listening to Simon and Garfunkel over the years, never really understood the meaning of the words until we got to be a lot older. And what is happening is people are seeing, but they're not really seeing what's going on. People are listening, but they're not really hearing to what's happening. Others are hearing and they're really listening. People like myself and Jeffrey and others are reaching out to people and saying, please, please open up your eyes. Please pay attention to what is going on. And yet I'm getting emails and text messages from friends and other family members every day to sharing with me how their heart is breaking because people out there have been so dumbed down that they're not paying attention. We've reached a point, folks. We have been trying to tell people, at least I have since the 1990s, of what was coming. Now, we didn't know specifically how it was going to be delivered, how these things were going to come about, but we knew it wasn't good. And of course, we were all called names. We were labeled with, you know, right-wing wacko, conspiracy theories, you know, just every name under the book you can imagine. And I think you all saw that happen in 2021 and 2022. That even some of those same people that were basically, you know, pushing us off to one side, ignoring us, now, of course, nobody likes to admit that they were wrong. And so for the most part, many of my friends and other people that I know are telling me now their family members and others have completely dissed them. They're not hearing from them. There's a complete wall of silence going on now. And when you listen to the fact that people out there, the silence is deafening. People are not really paying attention. They don't want to admit that, oh my God, we were stupid. I mean, I was just sitting with someone earlier today, and he said to me, he says, you know, he said, when we were trying to warn people about these shots, and it was like they had their thumbs in their ears and going, na 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 na. They did not want to listen. They did not want to hear. And then we had family members and friends telling us that if you don't go and get the shot, you're not welcome for Thanksgiving. You're not welcome for Christmas. And I was just like, could not believe I was hearing this, that family members had become so dumbed down, so indoctrinated by the media and by the what we call the deep state, that they would actually go so far to tell their family members, we are so afraid that you're going to give us something that we're not going to welcome you to the holidays. And yet we kept trying to tell them that the media was making more out of this COVID bioweapon than really should be made a big deal about it. It was something that was created to really take out our elderly because it attacks your respiratory system. And it's something that no matter what you do, unless you take the vitamin D, the vitamin C, the ivermectin, these things like this, the fatality rate was very minimal, especially for children and young people. It was like, what was it, like 99% cure rate or better than? And yet that wasn't enough. People were so dumbed down, and because we couldn't share with them on Facebook and on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter what was really going on, they were going to believe the stupid TV. They were going to believe the radio. We even have right now hospitals and clinics and Walgreens and Rite Aid and everywhere you turn, come in and get your flu shot, come in and get your COVID shot. They're still pushing this agenda. And we're out there saying, wait a minute, people, look at all the people dying from these shots. 21-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 54-year-olds, especially the young men are getting pericarditis and getting myocarditis. I mean, cannot people open up their eyes and say, wait a minute, this is very abnormal? And yes, it is something that we know now. There's no doubt it's going back to the shots. When have you ever seen such a boom in cancer rates? When have you ever seen a huge influx, an increase in HIV and autoimmune diseases? What is it going to take to wake up the people to turn around in mass and say, we are going to push back, we are going to go after all those doctors and nurses that were being told what was going on, and yet instead of them policing each other, the doctors were told, if you want house privileges here in the hospital, you're going to go along with administration, because for every person we call a COVID death, even though it wasn't a COVID death, we're going to get between $25,000 and $45,000. per person. And every COVID shot we give, we're going to be getting big kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies, from the federal government, from the state government. Everybody wanted to get their hand and put it in the pocket. This was the biggest money-making scam ever in the history of mankind. And for those people that are still getting the shots and the boosters, I mean, how can people be so blinded? And it's heartbreaking. And I finally told a friend the other day, I said, you know what? I'm going to give you the advice I was given. Stop trying to convince these people they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to be convinced that maybe they need to look a little bit further beyond their freaking nose. They want to be dumbed down. They're a bunch of freaking sheeple. That is what they are. And if they want to be the cause of their own demise, then so be it. So be it. Now, I wanted to play something for you here. This is something that was came out just the other day. And this is Gerald Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E. And then in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about parents' rights in education, because it's really important that you understand what's happening to parents out there when it comes to their children's education and how they're being slam dunked by the local and the state governments. Parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and guardians are fighting back so hard against the wokeism. And oh yes, we'll be talking about the American Medical Association. They're now pulling a big one. And I was in shock today when I heard about it. I was like, oh, this is getting beyond crazy. So we'll be talking about the American Medical Association. We will be talking about the parents' rights in education and some information that Ms. Gallagher just put out for immediate release. We'll be talking about Biden, who is smacked with ethics complaints over the classified documents scandal that has been created. And we'll also be talking about the Idaho School Board shutting down parents over the transgender policy. We'll cover as much as we can in this 1 hour, folks, okay? I also want to read what a friend just wrote to me. He said, I've been saying this to you, Maggie, since 2016. He says, check your messages I'm sending to you. I've been presenting the facts for years what was coming. You knew in 2016 what was going to happen in 2019 and 2020, but we advised you and not into breaking out that news because we were not sure of what the specifics were going to be or exactly how it was going to be delivered. And we did not want to end up causing mass panic and or having you labeled a right-wing wacko, which most of us already are. He says, I have to tell you right now, he says, I simply can't stand morons. It's a privilege for whomever we share information with. We also don't care what anyone says because they do nothing except cry like spoiled American brats. I gotta go. Now, folks, this came from someone very high up. They're on the East Coast. And I'm going to read it to you again. He said, check your messages and you will see that I presented these facts before anyone. Not that it's a competition. I simply can't stand morons. It's a privilege from whomever we share this information with. You know that the things that I've shared with you, he says, he goes on, after he says, we also don't care what anyone says because they do nothing except cry like spoiled American brats. And then he also put an added note stating, you remember when we told you about a little rocket man, sometimes days and weeks before it happened. We also sent you other information about what was going to happen with the 2016 and the 2020 election. And he says, you saw what happened. You knew ahead of time it was going to happen. You weren't surprised. But try to tell the spoiled American people who had been so dumbed down and had become so soft, our founding fathers of yesterday would be so ashamed of the America that we have right now. They'd be spinning in their graves. So what I want to play for you is this thing with Gerald Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, and he's being interviewed by Daniela, Again, that's Daniela Cambone, Cambone.
Write all the time, you ponder. And I'd like to get your thoughts as we start the new year here, as where your mind is at.
Well, thanks. I am very concerned about the future. I've been at this since 1980. And I've never seen a decline that we're looking at now. You know, one of the trends that we're forecasting, you go back to our Trends Journal magazine on February 22nd, 2022, 2 days before the Ukraine war started. And the magazine headline read, "From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war." World War III's begun. They say it's a proxy war between NATO and the United States. It's not a proxy war, they're at war. The United States has sent in over $100 billion of aid and weapons to Ukraine since this broke out. This is a country, the United States, where 63% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. And they just sent over $100 billion over there. This is a country where they just passed a defense budget of about $860 billion. As the homeless situation in a city near you just keeps getting worse. Look at the facts of what's going on. Again, you know, I really, you know, write what they put out there. And you have this guy who, the prime minister of Sweden, and the president of France, Macron, met earlier this week. And they say, quote, "The two leaders reaffirm Europe's determination to support Ukraine in the 10th month of the Russian offensive." Quote, "The Ukrainians need our support more than ever," said Macron. Quote, "The victory of Ukraine is existential for Europe and for the whole world," said the Swedish prime minister. Wait a minute. You mean what's going on between Russia and Ukraine is existential for the whole world? You mean the people down in Bolivia, Argentina, Ghana, Somalia? I mean, what are we talking about over here? They're ramping this thing in up into World War III. It's begun. So, and there's going to be a false flag or a nuclear exchange. NATO chief says sending more weapons to Ukraine, you can't make this up, is the quickest path to peace. Quote, "It may sound like a paradox, but military support for Ukraine is the fastest way to peace," said Jens Stoltenberg, the guy that runs the NATO. I mean, what am I, 6 years old? Who are you talking to? What weapons of death are going to bring us to peace? So this is serious what's going on. And that's my greatest concern. Because there are a lot of positive trends out there that are going to escalate society. But if this war keeps ramping up, you know, it's the beginning of the end.
Now, folks, I want you to think about what he just said. If this keeps ramping up, it's going to be the beginning of the end. You see, the Russians have spent years and years building underground cities for their people to try to save as many of their people as possible if something was to happen. The Chinese, they don't care so much about their people. There's so many of them. The United States have been taking our money and charging us what they call income tax for decades, when the only income that is generated is income from a corporation Corporations were supposed to be paying the taxes. But what corporations have done is found ways to do loopholes and turn around, and they get away sometimes with absolute murder, like the big pharmaceuticals. They get all these breaks and all these little benefits and all these things on the side. And then the rest of us are paying their taxes. You see, income tax was supposed to be voluntary. They only put this on the American people when we were having a war. And at the end of a world war, it was supposed to end. But you see, the globalists, the deep state, the New World Order, they thought we can just keep on pushing this on the American people. And much of the money was going to the Vatican. Much of the money was going to England, going to the monarchies. So you see, England found a way to tax us after all. They tried to come after us during the very beginning when the colonies were first settling in. They came back after us during the Revolutionary War. Then they came after us in 1812. And when that didn't work successfully, then England and the monarchies around Europe were funding the Confederacy to fight against the Union. Again, the Civil War was not about slavery. It was about industrialization and the North wanting to take over the South. Now, yes, the South was using human slave labor, which was wrong, in order to produce their tobacco and their sugar cane or whatever it is that they were growing. And that was wrong, the brutality against people of color, enslaving them, using them like they were less than cattle. That was wrong. But when people try to tell you that the whole Civil War was about slavery, wrong answer. Slavery was just one little facet of that. It wasn't actually so little. It's very serious. I remember going back to Kentucky and meeting with some of my distant cousins back there. And during the time we were back there, one of those days that we were there fell on a Sunday. And I was asked by my distant cousin, would you like to go to church with us? And it was a little church, a small church, kind of out in the country, more or less. And when we got done with the church service, we walked outside, and she admitted to me that our ancestors had had slaves way back at the beginning. And she said, now, she said, if you look to that side of the church, that corner down the road there, that was the North. And from the church here was the South. And so some of our relatives, they were blood kin in the North right there, were fighting against our kin here at the South, just a few feet away. So it was truly brother against brother and cousin against cousin, where in our family, half of them were totally against slavery and all that it encompassed, and the other half thought it was perfectly fine. So yes, even in my family history, going way back to the Civil War and beyond, this was going on. And what this guy's sharing with us is they don't want to just create some kind of a civil war here in our country where they can then declare martial law against us. They would allow us to lose control and just go totally ballistic on them. That's why they keep pushing us. That's why they did what they did on January the 6th. Is they set a trap. The Nancy Pelosi's and the AOC's and the Chuck Schumer's and many of the others that we can just name as household names were wanting to give not just Trump a black eye and try to blame it all on him, but also to blame it on the entire conservative and or Christian movement. They hate us. They hate all that we stand for. They don't want parents standing up and saying, I don't want my children to be given hormones to change their sex. I don't want my children to be given shots that can sterilize them like Gardasil. you keep telling us that we're all of a sudden out of nowhere. You know, they didn't have this going on in the 50s or the 60s or in the 70s when I was a kid. We weren't worried about the HPV virus. HPV. I'd never heard about it. My mother never took me down and got me a Gardasil shot. But I have relatives whose daughters took the Gardasil shots. And they ended up having female problems right out the gate. And we're now hearing that the Gardasil is causing girls to become sterile. And Bill Gates, I mean, I thought it was bad enough. Then he was pushing it for adults, saying all men and women need to go and take the Gardasil shot to prevent them from getting HPV. And saying that we need to blame the men, that men are going to give uterine cancer to their partners. Men are not giving uterine cancer to their partners. But you beat that drum over and over again until it becomes a mantra. And after a while, people go around like mindless robots listening to this. So now they're pushing the Gardasil, not for girls that have already started their monthly visitor, but now they want to give Gardasil to little boys and girls age 9, 10, and 11. And 12, before they've even gone into puberty. Are you going to tell me little boys at age 9 and 10 and 11 have somehow in their system the potentiality to give HPV to a girl when he's 11, 12 and she's 11, 12 years old? I don't know about you, but you know there may be some kids out there that are having sex at age 13 and 14 or age 12. How were they raised? What kind of upbringing do they have? Are these girls being sexually molested by relatives or neighbors or friends? I don't know. But HPV is not something that is in epidemic proportions. And I do not believe the Gardasil shot can prevent HPV any more than we now know COVID can't prevent COVID, the COVID shot. What is coronavirus? Folks, wake up. Do your homework. Coronavirus is just another word. It's like you have the scientific name, the Latin name, generic name. Coronavirus means cold and flu. But what they did, what Obama, with the help of Fauci, and Dr. Ralph Barak out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Dr. Lieber out of Harvard University, and Dr. Danielle Anderson out of Duke University, the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, they have no regard for human life. They do not care about other human beings. This is way beyond being narcissistic or being greedy for more and more money and wealth. This is about monsters that don't care about death and dying. And the Gardasil shots have caused so much damage worldwide. People in the Philippines are reporting about how they were actually finding that through what Bill Gates was offering is actually causing polio. People in Africa, especially where many of the tribal leaders were paid money to give their African brothers and sisters these shots, it's been causing sterility. It's been causing autoimmune diseases. In India, back in the 90s, Bill Gates caused such death and injury and mayhem that he's got a price on his head. He doesn't dare step in to the country of India. So now he's sending his people in there to do his dirty work. People, you need to follow the money. And what is happening right now is that they want to create some kind of a world scenario as part of their depopulation plan of depopulating the world's population by 90% by the year 2030, which is 8 years from now.
I'm ready, my daughter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Welcome back, folks, to the second third of the hour here on RBN. And this is Maggie Rose, guest host for Jeffrey Bennett, The Edge of Darkness. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Please do sponsor. If you have one of the sponsors that you heard about, please go ahead and go up to RBN and see what we have up there, and please patronize our sponsors. This helps keep us on the air, and we are very grateful to those of you that are sending in regular donations to RBN. One of the things that I was at the break was sharing with you was what Gerald has said, why he is so concerned about where we're going in the world right now. And it's because, folks, we're now discovering that Biden and his son Hunter, along with Nancy Pelosi and her son, have been doing deals in the Ukraine. And it's true, what Putin has shared with us is there are many labs in the Ukraine that were creating some of these bioweapons. So there's many things that are going on with Putin here. And when everybody's trying to feel sorry for the Ukraine, feel sorry for the Ukraine, what they're sharing with us is do not feel sorry for Ukraine per se when it comes to the government itself. Because it's people like Zelensky and many of his people that were actually working in these labs and helping create these bioweapons. There's things that were going on over the Ukraine that Biden did not want us to know about. So he and the New World Order and the deep state, and who knows, maybe with the help of the CIA, because the CIA is not all good. They actually try to tear down sometimes very good, legitimate governments and put up their own puppet leaders that they feel they can control and manipulate. By Biden creating a war scenario and trying to make it look like it's all Putin's fault means that he can cause enough death and destruction to cover up the crimes that he and others have been actually creating there in Ukraine. You know, they create a crisis and then they make it look like we're going along to try to solve this crisis that they actually created. What we're discovering now is much of the money that is being sent over to the Ukraine is actually being laundered and somehow getting back to Biden and his puppets and the people he's working with. Who knows if the money's going to the Cayman Islands, if the money's being put in Swiss banks, but it's now being discovered that much of the money that they're taking from our so-called tax dollars is to make it look like we're funneling and helping with this war. And the truth is that this money is being laundered to make the rich even richer. And the more money they have, the more they believe they can control us and monopolize the world. This is what is becoming discovered more and more. So Putin, what he's been saying is he wants to close down all these labs. And he does not want to be forced into a kind of a situation where he has to deal with NATO. See, NATO's become very corrupted, just like the United Nations has. There needs to be a complete overhaul of NATO, and we as Americans need to get out of the United Nations. The United Nations and the World Health Organization are criminal entities. The World Health Organization right now is trying to pass a treaty that they want people like Biden and all of his flunkies to sign, which would basically take away the sovereign of all 190 something nations around the world, which means the World Health Organization can dictate to us our medical. They can decide who lives and who dies. They can decide who gets punished for not going lockstep Hitler goose style with their agendas. And their agenda is for world depopulation. They believe India has too many people. China has too many people. Even China is willing to sacrifice their own populace for a seat at the table, to partake at the table of the New World Order and the deep state. What do they want? They want the world's depopulation by 90%. They want to have no more middle class. It'll be the haves and the have-nots. This is like something out of Hunger Games, folks. I kid you not. And they're coming at us from every angle they can, including our parents. This was put out for immediate release. And one of the things, like I shared with you, the American Medical Association wants to force it where all children will have to be born in a hospital. You cannot give birth at home, and that you can't leave the hospital until that child's birth certificate meets their specifications. It's already now you can't leave the hospital without the kid being assigned a social security number, and they're not even 2 days old. Now they don't want you to leave the hospital with a birth certificate that has their sexual gender on it, whether male or female. They don't want it to be listed male or listed female. They want no gender listed of whatever the baby was when it was born. So that's the American Medical Association, who's becoming wokeism, right? Then for immediate release, the ODE is calling for radical gender expansive policies. Now, this is out of Oregon with Suzanne Gallagher, the director of Parents' Rights Organization. That is one of the chapters that's actually in Oregon. And it says here, Hillard School District is sued by parents for hiding private conversations from the parents. January 17th, 2023. Okay, so this was just a few days ago. And this came out of Hillard, Ohio. So this is being presented to people in Oregon, letting them know what's going on. And the Parents' Rights and Education, there's chapters all across the country. Hillard, Ohio. Today, several Hillard school district parents sued the Hillard City School District in Ohio in the United States Court for the Southern District of Ohio, seeking a declaratory judgment and injunction from the court. The parents say, and I quote, "The defendant, Hillard School District, is allowing activist teachers, as opposed to trained and supervised counselors, to specifically solicit from children as young as 6 years old private, intimate conversations about sexual behaviors, sexual attitudes, mental and psychological questions of the student and the student's family, and private religious practices." Let me read that again. The parents are saying that Hillard, Ohio, the defendant, Hillard School District, is allowing activist teachers, as opposed to trained, supervised counselors, to specifically solicit from children as young as 6 years old private, intimate conversations about sexual behaviors, sexual attitudes, mental and psychological questions of the student and the student's family, and their private religious practices. Unquote. So folks, what they're wanting here is they want to know from the students, okay? Some of them as young as 6 years old. Do your parents kiss each other? Do they hug each other? Do they fondle each other? Do you hear things going on in your parents' bedroom? What sort of things do you hear going on? Have you ever walked in on your parents making love or having sex? Have you ever seen your mother or father naked, even accidentally? These are the sort of things that you can imagine or questions being asked of these children. They even want to know what religious practices. They want to know from the children, do you know what religion or church your parents go to? Is it Catholic? Is it Mormon? Is it Presbyterian? Is it Free Evangelical? Is it Holy Rollers? Is it these people, you know, in the Southern churches where they believe in dancing with snakes wrapped around their neck? You know, these are sort of questions that this school district is wanting questions answered by these children. The article goes on to say this is done not only without parents' consent and knowledge, quote, but the teachers are taking specific actions to hide these conversations from parents. Although perhaps well-intentioned, this is a recipe for indoctrination and child abuse, unquote. It goes on to say, quote, the parents are not asking for any monetary damages. The parents are asking the court for a declaratory judgment that would affirm their firmly established constitutional rights to direct the upbringing of their children. Also, the parents are asking the court to enjoin or in order to stop the district teachers from the solicitations of intimate sexual conversations from children while affirmatively hiding the conversations from the parents. In particular, the parents also seek to enjoin the teachers or stop them, the teachers from displaying and use of I Am Here badges, which have a QR code on them. So the teachers are having and displaying an I Am Here badges or I'm Here badges, which have a QR code on them that links to a website that offers for voluntary development a title of a video entitled, quote, Sex Acts That Don't Get Enough Play, unquote, and features the words and phrases, quote, blowjob, fingering, vaginal intercourse, outer course, fisting, F-I-S-T-I-N-G, rimming, R-I-M-M-I-N-G, watching porn, BD, which is bondage and discipline, masturbating, muffing, M-U-F-F-I-N-G, sexting, S-E-X-T-I-N-G, and anal sex, unquote. I want you to really listen to this, folks. They have a video out there that teachers with kids as little as 6 years old all the way up. And the video is titled, quote, "Sex Acts That Don't Get Enough Play," unquote. With, again, the feature words and phrases, blowjob, fingering, vaginal intercourse, outer course, fisting, rimming, watching porn, BD, which is bondage and discipline, masturbating, muffing, sexting, and anal sex, unquote. Folks, what are we coming to in this country? The district's legal counsel specifically and explicitly said in writing, refused to explain the district's policy on these matters in response to a direct written request from the plaintiffs, the parents. The plaintiffs and parents will soon be setting up a webpage which will allow other whistleblowers to come forward and for people to donate to the legal defense fund needed to pay for the lawsuit. If you want to, folks, now write this phone number down, and I'm going to ask Mike to also put it wherever it is with RBN that we can put it. The Hillard parents in Hillard, Ohio, that's H-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, Hillard parents, who are the plaintiffs, there's a phone number. You can contact them by calling this number, 614-383-8886. Again, that phone number, folks, 614-383-8886. Once again, 614-383-8886. I want to thank Susan Gallagher, who's the director of the Parents' Rights in Education out of Ohio, out of Oregon. And you can find her at director@parentsrightsined.com. Again, Susan Gallagher is the director at Parents, P-A-R-E-N-T-S, Rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, N-I-N-E-D. That's one word. parentsrightsined.com. Again, director at parentsrightsined.com. She's out of Oregon. I am actually a member of that organization. I send a donation every month. You can send a donation as little as, I think it's like $13 to $15 a month. And this actually will help them regarding three or four students you can help a month. And that is right here in Oregon. You can also contact her, and she can let you know of a Parents' Rights in Education group that is in your home state or your county or the closest city where you can actually link up with the Parents' Rights in Education. This is supporting parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and guardians in having a say-so in what goes on with their children and their education. Again, if you want to support the Hillard parents who are the plaintiffs in this, their phone contact in Ohio is 614-383-8886. And I want to thank Susan Gallagher for sending that to me. Now, we also have here, folks, Biden has been smacked with ethics complaint over classified documents scandal. This came out from Bob Unruh. It says, and I quote, "It was only a matter of time, and now Fox News has confirmed it has happened. An ethics complaint has targeted Joe Biden for his lawyer's involvement in his classified documents scandal." Quote, "The American public will not tolerate a two-tiered system of justice with well-connected insiders subject to a lower standard of scrutiny than normal citizens," unquote, explained Mike Chamberlain, the chief of Protect the Public's Trust, in a statement to Fox News Digital. His organization's complaint to the U.S. Office of Government Ethics cited the White House counsel's involvement in the document scandal, which involves classified federal paperwork being found in an office that Biden used to have and in two locations in his home. Biden claimed one location in his home provided security for the classified information because it was behind a locked garage door that also protected his collectible Corvette. But those standards fall far short of what the government requires for classified information. President Biden, quote, had promised the most ethical and transparent administration in history. Folks, can you believe that? I mean, we'll go into more of that later. Okay, we also have Ohio School Board shuts down parents over transgender policy. This is in Idaho. Parents seeking to share their concerns over proposed school policy on, quote, gender identity and sexual orientation, unquote, which would allow biological boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms, were shut down during a recent school district meeting in Caldwell, Idaho. Retired Marine and newly elected Idaho State Senate Chris Truckell, whose children attend school in the district, spoke during the comment period in the Caldwell School District's Board of Education meeting last Tuesday. He told the school board that they should scrap the proposed policy, warning that the district is risking a lawsuit if a young girl feels uncomfortable by the presence of a transgender, quote-unquote, female in the bathroom. The Daily Mail shared that Truckell, quote, began his comments by noting that he had previously spoken before the board as a parent, but now he was speaking this time in his official capacity as a state senator, unquote. Quote, you under Idaho law are required to maintain the morals and health of all the students. You allow a male to use a female bathroom, you're going to put them all of their moral health and safety at risk, unquote. Truckell stated that the school district could be sued, noting, quote, it's already happened in several states and there's already been rulings on it. So before you waste taxpayer money, before you put a kid in harm's way, you had better throw this policy out and not even consider it. While he was speaking, however, he noticed that the school board president, Maricela Persina, had turned her head towards another board member. He said, quote, I've got the floor, Miss Persina. Will you please listen to me, unquote. From there, the conversation digressed into a brief dispute over meeting protocol rules, which caused Persina to declare a 15-minute recess to help ease the tension in the room. Another board member asked for a motion to adjourn the meeting, which was then seconded. This led Truckell to bring up the state law regarding open meetings, stating, quote, Section 74-201, the people of the state of Idaho, in creating the instruments of government that serve them, do not yield their sovereignty to the agency so created, unquote. Persina called on whoever was controlling the sound system to shut off his mic, which immediately went dead. The meeting was over. The Caldwell School District's board shared a notice with the public after the meeting defending their actions. This was just one of many recent such meetings across the nation where parents have rightfully challenged school districts over transgender policies that are eroding parents' rights. So, folks, there's a lot more to this article, but this is what's happening. We put school board members in place, and then what they try to do is they try to shut us down if we speak out against their abuse, and they're ignoring even the laws of their own state. We also have here another article that came out regarding Communist Chinese Party fears Christianity. This came out of Singapore. 2018 witnessed the signing of the Sino-Vatican deal between the Roman authorities and the Chinese Communist Party, arguably in a bid to tackle the status of the underground church in China. Yet the CCP's suppression of Christians, regardless of denomination, has continued unabated. A report by Texas-based China Aid indicated there's 1,256 cases of religious persecution in 2017, up 66% from 2016. However, the very same year the Sino-Vatican Accord was inked, state sanctions on Christian activities began to escalate in the U.S. as well. Folks, This is Maggie Rose. We're going to be going off here at the in just a few minutes. Please help support Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your guest host here on Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I will be back on Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you all, and please have a very safe weekend. Good night.
But nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out in the wounded skies above. Say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do you think we have time? To what she can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. This is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chance and say I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to woe, there is no hope to speak out in the wounded skies above. Say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.